In Lima, a powerful car bomb exploded last night across the street from the U.S. Embassy, killing 9 people and wounding 30. Peru's president, Alejandro Toledo, is returning home. He had just arrived in Monterrey, Mexico, for the UN Development Conference. He expressed sympathy for the victims of what he called a cowardly terrorist act. The Peruvian government immediately announced a security clampdown in the capital 3 days before a scheduled visit by President Bush. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
The blast occurred here in this well-to-do neighborhood called Surco. Although the car bomb was not placed directly in front of the U.S. Embassy, Surco residents are certain that it was the target. Dennis Salazar is a student who was just around the corner when the car exploded. They don't let you park your car right in front of the embassy, Salazar says, so this is the closest they could get, here in the shopping center. And Salazar says he and his neighbors believe the blast was meant as some kind of warning or threat directed at President Bush, who's scheduled to visit Lima on Saturday. The embassy may have been the target, but it was Peruvians who paid the price. The car blew up in front of a bank, which was part of a popular outdoor shopping center, which included late-night restaurants. There were still plenty of people out when the bomb went off. One of the victims was an adolescent who was reported to be roller skating past the car when it exploded. The bank security guard was also killed. A hotel above the bank had all of its windows blown out. Susi Huaman lives 2 blocks away, and she believes President Bush's imminent arrival has attracted the war on terrorism to her doorstep.
I think this is probably something international to harass us, because we know very well that the Chinese, the Afghans, the Israelis have all come into our country, all these groups who have no flag and no heart, because our terrorists are just little babies compared to them.
Huaman and other Peruvians seem worried that the bombing is connected to the international war on terrorism, but it's more likely that the attack was homegrown. In the 1980s and early 90s, left-wing insurgents subjected Lima to a savage campaign of bombings like this one. The bombing stopped after the government captured the insurgency's leaders, and most Peruvians assumed the terrorism was over. But during the last few months, there have been reports from the interior of the country that Shining Path, the bloodiest of the old insurgencies, is once again active. The government has played down those reports, but last night, standing just a few feet away from the bombing victims' bodies, Interior Minister Fernando Rospigliosi admitted that the old insurgencies might be back. Still, he says he sees an international connection.
We know that terrorism, both domestic and international, has been activated by the events of September 11th, and those events undoubtedly are related to this.
This attitude is bound to please the Bush administration. For the past few months, it's been trying to galvanize support for the war on terrorism among South American leaders. And the president has pushed for expanded U.S. aid for the war against leftist rebels in Colombia, who are considered terrorists by the State Department. Terrorism is a central part of Mr. Bush's agenda in Lima, where he'll also be meeting with the presidents of Colombia and Bolivia. The Peruvian government is hoping that the bombing won't end up canceling Mr. Bush's visit, the first such visit by a U.S. president to Peru. Within hours of the bombing, government leaders were promising to redouble police patrols around the city, especially in the historic downtown. They also say they're planning an aerial exclusion zone so strict, even unauthorized hang gliders will be shot down. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.